Residents of Southern California are recovering from the wildfires, but they're not out of danger yet. As the rainy season approaches, there's another threat: landslides. Slopes burned bare of vegetation and covered with debris left over from the fires increase the risk of floods of mud and debris. Judy Campbell of member station KQED visited San Bernardino County, and she has this report.
Melissa McKeith picks her way over fire-scorched rocks and boulders in the foothills of the San Gabriel Mountains and peers into an enormous hole in the ground, the width of a football stadium. It's called a debris basin, meant to catch anything that might tumble off the steep, nearly 9,000-foot mountain. The problem, McKeith says, is that the catch basin is about 5 times too small. If big rains come and the nearby Deer Creek floods, the basin may fill, and debris could tumble over it into town.
There's an elementary school and a high school that's about a mile below. If a debris flow occurred while they were in class, you could end up losing everybody.
McKeith is a land use lawyer and president of a neighborhood group that's been embroiled in a battle for years with government officials to enlarge the basin and restore a nearby levee. Up until now, she says, people haven't paid much attention, even though the basin has overflowed several times before.
And there's no reason for us to believe that history isn't going to repeat itself on the watershed.
For much of Southern California, floods and mudslides are always a risk. But a burn this big takes away a lot of the vegetation that holds the soil in place, so slides can become much bigger and much faster. Environmental consultant Doug Hamilton evaluated the Deer Creek area on behalf of the Citizens Group. He says that and many other burned areas could be in serious trouble.
If you look at the extent of fires and the amount of newly developed residential areas pushing up close to the mountains in, say, the last 30 years, this is potentially, you know, one of the most disastrous scenarios we've had in Southern California.
To help assess the damage and mitigate disaster, teams of federal geologists, hydrologists, and other specialists have descended on the area. Todd Ellsworth of the U.S. Forest Service stands in a bustling war room of sorts, surrounded by satellite maps and scientists and fire gear. He's the leader of the Burned Area Emergency Rehabilitation, or BEAR, team for the fires that burned more than 150,000 acres in San Bernardino County.
It used to be these things would just flow out. You know, fires happened, floods happened, and they just would flow out. But now that we have residences and people and structures to protect, we have to take these other measures.
From this war room, he sends teams off to assess areas that could endanger people, homes, and drinking water.
These large rocks here.
Yeah.
And a lot of these.
A BEAR team, including hydrologist Rick Weaver, heads out to a neighborhood in San Bernardino County where an extremely steep hillside butts up against the backyards of several houses.
I'm going to dig in here, dig a little trench with my shovel.
He pours water into his trench and it just sits there. When some plants burn, they leave oils that make a layer of the soil hydrophobic. That means it can't absorb water. It's as if parts of the hill are paved and covered with loose soil. On this site, if there's a big rain, the soil would turn to mud and floodwaters could rush straight at the living room window of Patty Diffenbach.
That's our fear, because I think that's the natural flow right there, is the plate glass window. And that's the downstairs where we spend so much time.
Diffenbach's land is too steep for the type of rehabilitation that these experts recommend in other burned areas, like mulching or seeding, so they suggest a barrier to redirect flows. By the end of this week, the BEAR teams expect to have all of the burn areas mapped for risk and a plan to begin extensive rehabilitation on federal land. Experts say the land will remain extremely vulnerable for up to 2 years. But in the immediate future, residents like Diffenbach hope that major rains hold off for just a little longer.
And I guess we'll be filling a lot of sandbags this weekend.
For NPR News, I'm Judy Campbell.